Welcome to Spiritual Connection with your host, Mike Davis.
Have you considered how to develop your ability to contact the life hereafter?
Are there times you sense someone around you?
Do you sometimes feel that you are not alone?
Would you like to develop your own spirituality?
Then stay tuned and call in to ask Mike to help you on your journey.
Remember, on Spiritual Connection, Mike is here to help.
Mike can also connect you to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Ring in on 760-283-4611.
Or if you're outside of the USA, ring on 001-760-283-4611.
Or press the Skype button.
And here's your host, Mike Davis.
Well, good evening and welcome here to Spiritual Connections with me, your host, Mike Davis. And I've got a bit of a show lined up here for you today. The usual, I will be playing a little track a little bit later on. But first things first, I want to introduce to you a brand new host that's coming on to the Mike Spirit FM network, and that's Nick. Hi, Nick. Are you there with us?
I am indeed, Mike. Thank you. How are you?
That's what I was going to ask you, Nick. You must be psychic. That's all I got to say, because I was going to say, how are you
doing? I'm very well. Very excited, actually.
Well, I suspect you remember the first time that I agreed to become a host myself. I felt that excitement then, and it's still very exciting now, I got to be honest. And, it's a pleasure to have you on, especially on the Spiritual Connections show. On the Thursday, I love doing the Thursday show because it's fast and it's over and done with before you know, because it's only an hour show. Tell us, because I know that that we have spoken previous to right now, but tell us who you are and what you do.
Okay, quite simply, my name is Nick Humphreys and I'm a spiritual medium. I actually go a bit further and I do trance mediumship and psychic surgery. I've been doing the psychic surgery for some years now. So
let me stop you there, Nick.
Okay.
I know what trance is, but maybe some of the listeners might not know. Explain to us what trance is.
Okay. The simplest way that I can explain what it is if anybody's actually seen the film Ghost, where the part with Whoopi Goldberg sitting in that nice big chair, and she allows spirit to jump into her body and use her body to pass on messages and show themselves to their loved ones. That's pretty much how trance works, but it's more subtle than that. It takes years of development as well. So, but it's where people can either come and see their loved ones, or we can allow higher guides and spirit to come forward and give us guidance in our earthly world and so on. So it's just a beautiful, beautiful mix of energies between the physical, being me, and the spirit world.
And it's a wonderful thing, isn't it? You know, because I know I've done a little trance work myself. You know, I don't proclaim to be a trance medium, but I know I've done a little trance work myself. And, you know, that feeling of when you come back to yourself, if you like, it's absolutely amazing, isn't it?
It is. And what we don't really realise is that when we actually pass over into the spirit world, I believe we're going into a world of unconditional love. So when we've got spirit coming to us to either stand next to us so we can pass on information, we can feel that unconditional love. So, and when they're actually in us, we are encased in that unconditional love. So it's a bit of a shame, but sometimes I don't really want to come back, you know, because they're taking that little bit away with them. But I feel so invigorated, you know, whilst doing it and a little while after. But it's a wonderful thing to be able to do.
And tell me a little bit about the psychic surgery, because, you know, that's something I've never really been involved in.
Well, psychic surgery, it's trance. I have a spirit doctor that works very closely with me. His name's Dr. John, and I through trance I allow him to use my body. And all he does really is he just places his hands on the client's body. And really him and his team of doctors, spiritual doctors, do surgery, whether it be a minor or major operation. But it obviously doesn't leave you scars. There's no actual cutting of the flesh or skin. It's all done with spiritual tools. So it's just an amazing way of working.
And so have you had... good results from this, Nick, in the past?
Yeah, I have. You know, I've had results where things have happened on the minor, you know, where it's only happened a little bit, it's worked a little bit, to the absolute major, to where people have gone away and had scans prior to an operation that was pre-booked with the hospitals, to only find that what they had gone. So, and really, we can look at it, and I can't say I've healed that person, because we're not allowed to say that. But I do believe that actually, through spirit, we've helped that person, and that's what we're there for.
Absolutely amazing, you know, because, you know, I have heard stories in the past, and, you know, I've talked to people that have had psychic surgery done, and, you know, it's breathtaking, you know, to kind of know that it's out there. You know, I don't disbelieve in it, far from the word. You know, I'm very much all for it, but it's something I've never experienced myself. You know, I've never gone to a psychic surgery. I know of another medium that's actually not far from yourself, which I'm not going to say where that is. And you probably know of him as well, which, you know, I'm not going to say his name live on here, because that would be fair to him unless he would want me to. But
absolutely.
I know, you know, that he has good results. Is it a big call-in for this, Nick, with yourself? Do you promote this on your website at all, or...?
I promote healing on my website. I don't necessarily promote the psychic surgery, because a lot of people are really scared of it. You've got to be really careful about how you approach people with it, because, you know, all they know is that you're going to come into their house, or they're going to come to you, you're going to put your hands on them, and then a load of spirit are going to come into the room and do an operation. It sounds a bit crazy. So it's not something that I promote fully, but it's, you know, I love it. And if somebody asks me, I tell them straight exactly what it is. And I find a lot of people are becoming more open to it, because, yeah, you know, modern medicine these days, it lets a lot of people down, unfortunately.
Of course. So is this something that, Nick, that you're going to be doing on your show right here on MikeSpirit.fm?
I can't do psychic surgery on there, but I will touch on the healing, because I know that my spirit doctors will go wherever I ask them to go, if I feel the need of people that, you know, want the healing. So, yeah, I will do a phone-in where people can come in and tell me their ailments, and I'll ask my team to go over and, you know, and possibly help. Actually, on a good note, I've had a guy in America or Canada, and he saw me on another website while I was working, and he said to me literally that he had a slight problem, or he had a problem with his back that he's had since childhood. Could I do anything? So I asked Dr. John if he could manage to go over quickly and just do some healing for me. And I didn't hear anything back for about 3 or 4 weeks. And I got an email back saying that since I asked my doctor to go over, the spirit doctor to go over, he's had no problems. He's been able to walk where he couldn't walk before. He could sleep and get up and know that his back was okay. So he, even in his email, he's like, it's either something that I've done, or something the spirit have done, or something that he's eaten that's helping. So, you know, he's looking at all three aspects of it, which is, I think, is great, really.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you know, again, as I said, you know, I'm all for it. I really am. And, you know, it's amazing that we're able to do this, you know. So obviously that you're a medium as well, Nick, that you're able to communicate with the spirit world, and able to pass message on of loved ones. And again, is that something that you're going to be doing on your show as well?
Yeah, of course, definitely. I'll be doing some readings. I'll be linking to spirit world, passing the messages to loved ones. So yeah, definitely.
So, you know, I'm really excited, Nick, as I said, to announce that you're actually going to be a host right here on MikeSpirit.fm. And that's going to be on February the 28th. That's right, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah. I believe so, yeah.
9:30 p.m. UK time, which Pacific Standard Time. And you know, sometimes I have to work this out, Nick. But that's 4:30 Eastern Standard Time. So, you know, for those that's listening to us right now, you know, I do urge you all to tune in and listen to Nick. And I don't know, Nick, are you going to be having guests on as well on your show?
I will be, but I think I'm going to take it slow first, just to get used to the idea of what's going on and how it all works. But yeah, I will be having guests on.
Okay. So yeah, steadily, one step at a time, which is, you know, obviously the right way to go around things. And, you know, I know that, well, I'm sure that your strength, can't even get my words, that this show will go from strength to strength and it will grow and develop into something wonderful and brilliant. And I'm really looking forward to that. But I know, Nick, that, you know, you're going to be back on the air with me sooner than that, because
yep.
I know that you're coming on in February as well. Earlier in February, actually, it's February the 12th, isn't it, that you're going to be doing the Sunday show with me on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, and that's where you will be doing readings with me as we take the callers in and do the readings, isn't it?
Okay, yeah. You didn't mention the reading part, but yeah, I'll be doing that with you. That'd be great.
I slipped that one in the live one here. So
thanks.
You know, I have this habit of doing these kind of things, you know. Well, Nick, you know, you're more than welcome to stay with us tonight if you want. You know, if you want to join in, please do. Or if you just want to stay in the background, or you know, if there is work that you need to get on with, then please do. But you know, every Thursday, I always play a piece of music because, as we have spoke, you know, I'm a builder, and you know, sometimes it's difficult to switch from one thing to another, to be in rush all day, to come home. To think, you know, I got a radio show to do, or I got readings to do, or I've got a demonstration to do, or I got a church service to do. I always kind of use music to kind of change the mold from one thing to another. So I'm going to play a little piece of music. I got somebody here. I mean, this is especially for this person that kindly came down and helped me tonight, rescued me, as she has rescued me at the last minute. So I hope that you're all going to enjoy this and, well, enjoy.
Took the midnight train. Ahoy, me Harrys! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that'd be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on MikeSpirit.fm, for a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing and a barrel full of laughs.
Okay, and welcome back. If you just joined us, you're listening live here on Spiritual Connections with me, your host, Mike Davis. And I've still got my new host in the studio here with us. Nick, you're still there with us?
I am indeed, yep.
That music wasn't that bad, was it?
No, it was all right.
Well, I thought, you know, it's something to unwind us from the everyday to day thing.
Yeah, of course.
Well, Nick, you know, I was saying in the chat room that the music sounds very tinny, but hey-o, we tried our best, didn't we?
Absolutely.
Never mind. Okay, I think I'm going to go to the phone lines. I don't know if you want to stay and do some readings, Nick, with me, or do you want to
I'll just sit back and enjoy for the moment.
I can't fault you. Okay, well, I do believe I have Rachel online there. Rachel, are you there with me?
Thank you so much. I was wondering if you can just give me any messages from the other side, pick up anybody for me.
Okay, no problem, Rachel. I will do my very best to you. But can I ask you first where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from California.
Okay, bear with me a second. Let me make my link to the spirit world and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
Okay, Rachel, I know I'm becoming aware of a lady here that joins us from the spirit world. I believe that this lady was tied to your mum's side of your family when she was you. It's because I'm feeling that she ties to my mum's side. And as I'm aware of this lady, I want to say to you that she lost lots of weight before she passed home to the spirit world. The weight seems to kind of just drop off her before she passes home there. I know
yes.
that she makes aware that she had a... Okay, please don't tell
grandma.
Me. Okay.
Grandma.
That's your grandma, okay. Don't tell me anymore because it's my job to tell you, okay? I know
okay.
that, as I said, that the weight seems to drop off her. I know that you could see it in her face because her face seems to slim down. And, you know, she says to me, I looked very old. I looked old quickly, okay? So it's like as if this lady aged really quick. Before she passed home to the spirit world there. I know as well that she's here with me, that she tells me here that there would have been plenty of people around her that would have supported her in this life when she was here. Now, I know as well that she keeps saying to me that her mind was still very active because she makes it aware her mind was still very active before she passed home to the spirit world there as well. And you understand as your grandmother, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
Good. Now, your grandmother, then, if I said to you that she was a very honest kind of a lady when she was yours, because I feel I want to be so honest with you at the minute, because I know this is how this lady communicates to me. I want to be honest with you, and I feel that's what I want to put around your life at the minute, that you need to be honest about... No, sorry, my mistake. She corrects me. You need to be honest with yourself at the moment. Do you understand her?
I think I'm honest with myself.
No, that's not what I mean. You need to be honest with yourself, with a situation in your life. Now, what I mean by this, there must be something going on in your life at the minute that you're trying to, like, smooth over. You're trying to just leave it go for now. Because I know that
okay.
I want to say to you
okay.
that we need to be honest with ourselves and, you know, really deal with it as it happens instead of sweeping it underneath the mat. Do you understand
okay.
that?
Okay. Yes,
okay.
I do.
Okay. I know that that would be to do with someone that's very close to you in your vibration, that maybe protecting is the wrong word, but you're kind of just looking out for them. I know I want to say to you that as you're looking out for them, you're kind of sweeping under the mat. But let's be honest with ourselves. Let's deal with it before it escalates into something else, okay? Because I know that you've been there before. You've been down that road before, and she's saying here to me that she doesn't want you, Rachel, to go down that road again, okay? So I know that whatever that is, let's deal with it. Let's nip it in the bud, if you like, before it starts. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Good. Now, Rachel, if I say to you that you are quite sensitive yourself to the spirit world, that would make sense, didn't you, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes.
And you become aware of the spirit world linking around you sometimes, is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
And would I be right in saying there, Rachel, that you've been sensing them over the last few days then or something? Because she says to me, I've been with you more than ever at the moment.
I've been sensing them, especially this past year, a lot this past year. So I'm always aware of them around me.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that, because what she tells me is that your senses have become heightened, okay? Now, I know that
yes.
There's several ways that we can work with the spirit world. There's clairaudience, clairsentience, clairvoyance, transfiguration. The list is endless. But I know that your sense, your clairsentience is starting to become more aware. So I know that you're becoming more... See, she keeps telling me here that at the minute that you're having trouble settling of an evening. Is that right?
Yes, that's true.
See, because it's just her way of proving to you that she's around your life, okay? She hasn't gone anywhere, but just simply to the next dimension of life there. And she wants you to understand that she is very much around you, and she's aware of your senses being heightened, and that connection that you have with the spirit world is growing, okay? I also want to tell you as well about doubt. Stop doubting yourself, because I know you can be your own worst enemy sometimes there, can't you?
Yes, you are so right.
And, you know, if I say to you that you can be your own worst critic as well, because I know that you're so critical of yourself, you know, if you, and excuse the expression, I know that, I'm Welsh and the UK, the language doesn't really come out that well sometimes, but, you know, you're so harsh on yourself sometimes, aren't you? You are a nightmare to yourself.
Terribly hard on myself.
There we are. Because I know that's what she's come to say to me, that, you know, you don't give yourself any credit for what you do, because I know of what energy that you have, you just criticize instead of trying to work through and trying to become a clearer channel for yourself there, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
I know, if we could only concentrate half of that energy into becoming, into believing ourselves more, than what we do being critical of ourselves, I know that we would have something absolutely amazing that would come from you, okay? So
mm-hmm.
of what she's trying to say to me is, start believing in yourself. It's there in front of you, okay? It's never going to be given to us on an A4 piece of paper, okay? It's never going to be scripted. What we have is how we receive it, and we give it straight off, because that's the only way, in my opinion, and that is only my opinion, mind. As soon as we have it, give it off, because that way it's straight from the spirit, through a spirit, to a spirit, and that's the way it needs to be, okay? Instead of dissecting it in between and criticizing ourselves, just give it as we get it, because then that
mm-hmm.
way we haven't got time to dissect or criticize anything. We just give it out. Okay, do you understand where I'm going with this, Rachel?
I understand. Yes, I do.
Good. Now, who's the gentleman, the spire, as well? Because I know that there's a gentleman here with me, and, you know, he seems to be quite a well-built gentleman when he was here with us in this life. And, you know, he doesn't feel that old, if I'm honest with you, when he passed on to the spirit world. I feel that he would have been maybe around his early 50s. And if I'm honest with you, Rachel, I want to say 52 of when he passed on to the spirit world. And I know that his passing was very quickly, because he makes you aware that he was here in this life 1 minute and very much straight home to the spirit world the next minute there. Do you understand of a gentleman that would have passed like that?
Not 52, but I know somebody 62. I did have a cousin. Yeah, my cousin died when he was 51.
Okay,
my cousin.
That's fine. Now, if this is your cousin I'm linking with, would he link to your dad's side of your family? Because I know that
yes.
he's in your dad's
yes.
side. Okay, that's good,
yes.
because I know he links to dad. See, because I've got this way of working with them. They come one side of me for dad's side and the other side for mum's side. And that's the way I understand him. I know that he links on my dad's side. And I know as he communicates you, you know, as I said, his passing was very sudden. He makes you aware of my chest, almost as if I want to link around my heart. So I want to say that it was the heart that took him over. Even though that he had a few warnings, he didn't take much notice of them then, for want of a better word, because I know that, he didn't take much notice. He just got on with things. when he passed on to the spirit world, you know, I know my body better than anyone else. Do you understand this?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Because I know that, okay, he stops me and he pauses me in my tracks. And if I said to you that, of where he is at the moment around you, he is there to kind of give you the strength, okay? Now, I know Nick is with us, and Nick spoke earlier on a little bit about healing and spoke about psychic surgery and all these other things that Nick is very blessed with the gift of having. But would I be right in saying to you that you do lots of healing yourself? It's like you're sending out thoughts to those that's in pain or in suffering of some kind, because I'm being made aware that you're sending healing vibrations out. Is that right?
Oh, my goodness. You are so good. I do send Reiki healing out, yes.
Marvelous. Okay, because I know that he makes you aware that you're sending the healing out, and it's being received. Okay, it's being received. And I know that I want to say here to you that, you know, that you have his strength and his guidance from the spirit world around you to support you and to guide you through this, I'm going to say, little hiccup in your life, because I know that's exactly what I want to say it is, a little hiccup in your life.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, it feels like a big hiccup, but in the big picture, it's probably little.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Now, see, I'm being told to tell you as well that, so there's a new venture around your life then, is there?
I'm hoping there's a new venture. I hope so. It hasn't come yet, but I hope something is coming.
Okay, well, certainly that's what I'm aware of to say to you, because, you know, if I said to you that the minute that you called into the show today, that it was like that you've been waiting for this one thing in particular. Does that make sense there to you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And he says to me that you have now received what you've been waiting for. I don't know if you have, or I hope you have, because he tells me you have. But would you understand that?
Well, you've given me some very strong validation and something I needed to hear, and that was in regards to heightening my clairsentient abilities. I really needed to hear that. And maybe that's what he was referring to.
Good. And this new adventure, because I know he keeps impressing it up on me to say to you, new adventure.
I think he might be referring to perhaps there's a new career opportunity coming for me. Maybe that's what, because that is very pressing on my mind, a new career. And maybe that's what he's indicating is forthcoming.
Okay, so you've applied for new things, is that right?
Yes, I've been sending out a lot of resumes, and I am without a position, and I hope to get a position.
Uh-huh. Okay, because yeah. I know that's what I want to talk to you about. You've applied for lots of things, and I know that
yes.
It's, okay, that's where the new adventure is, okay? Does that help you a little bit, Rachel?
Wow, saying that makes me feel much more confident in my job search. And I'm glad he recognized that. So, yes, you've hit on many, many things that were important to me. So, thank you.
Well, no problem at all. The pleasure is all mine. And thank you very much for calling. And remember, if
okay.
you come on over to mikespirit.fm and take a look in the archives page, you will be able to retrieve a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Okay. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye now. Okay, and let me go back to the phone lines. I do believe that I have Cara online next there. Cara, are you there with us?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you doing?
Wonderful. How are you guys doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing very well. I know Nick and the producer's doing fine as well. So, yeah, we're all doing fine. We're all ready to go, so to speak. Can I ask you, Cara, where are you calling from?
Orlando, Florida.
Oh, lovely place, Florida, isn't it?
Yes, it
is. I hope to visit Florida very soon. I really do. So what was the reason that you called in for, Cara?
Just to see if any of my relatives or past relatives or anyone has any messages right now.
bear with me a second, dear Carol, and I'll do my very best to make a link here to the spirit world for you, okay? Okay, Carol, I know that I have a lady here joining me, first of all, and I know that this lady, bless, I know that she seems to be quite a well-built lady before she passes on to the spirit world. She makes her way to say to you that before she passed, that she would have been very much confined and restricted, because I feel confined and restricted before this lady passes on to the spirit world. I feel as if I want to say to you that she would have sat in this chair. You know, she's giving me discomfort right now, and I know that this is going down into my stomach. I don't know if this lady would have passed with like a cancer kind of a condition, but I know it's traveling all around my body. Of however this lady would have passed. And I know whenever I feel this, I always associate it with like a cancerous kind of a condition there. And I do believe that she comes like on a grandmother level here. So would you understand grandmother in the spirit world that would have passed like that?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying here, Cara, that I know that you have had a few communications in the past from her, is that right?
Yes.
Because she seems to be no stranger in building a communication. You know, she finds it all too easy to use me as a channel here. And I know that as she does do just that, that she wants me to say to you that she's forever around your vibration, forever around your life at the minute. And I know that she keeps saying here to me that as she builds this communication here about, you know, we must keep moving forward. Don't bow your head. You've got nothing to bow your head for, okay? And stop looking down. Do you understand where I'm going with all this?
Yes, yes.
And, you know, just like my last caller there about saying that there's no... no, totally different, because she just says to me it's totally different from your last caller. confidence. Somebody's knocked your confidence. Is that right?
Yes.
And if I said to you that this was a little while ago and you know, the kind of person you are, you would have normally bounced back from this a long time ago, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would have.
But, you know, it's affected you in so many different ways and so many different levels. It's just, you know, bouncing back, yeah.
Yeah, I can feel burning hot energy coming from, like my chest area. So... Yes. And something's definitely tapping in. Everything you've said has been right on the hook.
Good. Okay. Now, I know as well that she, you know, as she's with me, she just keeps tapping. I don't know why she does that, and she's drawn my attention to her a few times now, but she just keeps tapping the side of her chair where she sat. It's like if I just want to just tap. You kind of know when you would, like, tap to music and you just go into a beat. But I feel that she was just doing this, but maybe not to any kind of music or to any kind of beat, but her hand is just tapping, and I believe she would have done this for quite some time, and I know that she places her hand over mine, and I believe that you would have done this, placed your hand over hers, and she would have still kept tapping it. So would you understand of that?
Yes, I would, yes.
Okay, and I know that Nick is chatting away here to me as well, typing away to me. So would you understand that? Because Nick is saying that she would have had a limp as well. So is that right?
Yes. I can go further. You know, I can give further information on it. But yes.
Okay. Well, please don't. Okay. Just a yes or no is fine for us. So, well done, Nick. You know,
okay,
Nick is going to be one of our new hosts, and you know, I'm really looking forward to Nick coming on. I don't know if you want to join in there, Nick, do you?
Well, the only thing I want to say, really, is she keeps going on with me about the expression that she's giving me is apron strings. It's like you're being tied down or restricted in some sort of way. You're not being allowed to move forward. That's what she's telling me. Would you understand that sort of information?
Well, I have to interject here and say she's actually telling a joke. Because I wear my apron and my daughter hangs off my apron strings and doesn't allow me to move forward.
Well, there we
go. I mean, she may be using that in other ways, but yeah, she's...
See, the main thing here, Cara, is that so long as you understand the information that she's given myself and Nick, then that's the important thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, Nick, do you want to carry on there? Or?
No, no, I'm listening to you. I am okay. Linking in. I'll just see what comes up. So.
Okay, no problem at all. But I'm going to carry on with her because she's such a loving lady to have around. Because I know certainly, as I said, she places her hand over mine, and I know as she does do just that. I believe that that's her way of saying to me that we need to look after someone, or you have been looking after someone at the mm-hmm. moment in your life. Is that right, Cara?
Yes.
And I know that you feel lots of disappointment, if I could use that word without sounding offensive. You feel disappointed for someone around you at the minute because it's like as if they've been led, this is going to count all wrong, but they've been led in the wrong direction. I believe they've had some kind of advice. Maybe it could be medical or yes, it's medical because she keeps saying to me, and I don't like saying that. Particularly when I'm live on air. Shh, don't tell them what I said. But I know that she talks to me about she's been led up the garden path by some kind of medical profession when she was here. Is that right? Or there's someone in your life now that's been given false information. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, and that's why she keeps... that's why I have to say it. Okay, and I know that it's been given to someone, and I know that's where the concern is. Okay, so know that she understands that, Cara. Okay, and know that she mm-hmm. she feels that that the advice should be given to you there from the spirit world, the healing and the support and lots of energy coming around your life at the minute. And she keeps saying to me that you're kind of more busy now than you've ever been. Is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I know that you said the children earlier on when Nick said about hanging on your apron strings there, but is it two children that you have now then?
No, I have one. I have one child, but
okay,
but somebody else could be considered a kid, but they're not a kid.
Let's not go there.
It wasn't my husband.
Exactly what you mean. You might be in Florida, but I know exactly what you're talking about there. No, Carl, no, that's not what I mean. So if you've only have one now then, was there one that would have been miscarried to the spirit world or would have been lost to the spirit world before the...
Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much. Because I know, see, that she says to me about the two. Okay, so there's one with her. So now, I don't know if I'm going to get this right, and it doesn't matter, but where's the... Let me get it right. The girl, you have the girl now then, do you?
I have my daughter, yes.
Good, okay. And she, now would you have you knew the sex of the other one?
Intuitively.
Okay, that's fine. Well, it's not for me to go into it. That's fine, because she says to me that the other one is there with her, okay? So I know that the one in the spirit world and the one in this life. So your daughter... She's very intuitive of the spirit world as well, isn't she?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that quite often that you have felt that these two maybe are like playing with each other then? Because I know that's what I want to say. So your daughter has gone through the stages of where like playing in the bedroom on her own or and you're playing with someone, but physically there's mm-hmm. no one there?
Yes,
yeah?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, know that this lady is around you, Cara, okay, and she will do her very best to iron out the creases that needs ironing out around you and just to let you know that she's there and guiding you every step of the way. Now, I know before she goes, because, she just points to my, because obviously I've got a monitor in front of me here, I'm pointing to this monitor. So what's the problem with your TV then?
It's a spirit portal.
Okay.
It's a spirit portal.
Okay, so long as you understand it, that's the important
yeah,
thing,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Oh, and the other problem is that Barney's on, but that's a personal problem.
Good old Barney, eh? We can have the purple dancing Barney over here as well. We love Barney, especially the kids. I got a little great niece, and she loves Barney. Barney the Bear. It's got to be on all the time. But never mind. Anyway, thank you very much for calling in. And remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, both of you.
Bye now. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, I know that we need to take a short commercial break, and before we do that, let me just give you some numbers that you need to call in on. If you want to call in, you can press the Skype button if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, or you can call in on the number of 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, you can dial 001-760-283-4611. We'll be right back just after this.
You have a website? How is that working for your business needs? Is your company's website living up to its full potential and driving business to you? Are your customers finding you online? Chances are your website presence is lacking, and that is why Shape Web Designs can help. Shape Web Designs offers a wide range of services that just doesn't stop at web development. We are a full-service company with strategies that are proven to make your internet presence the best that it can be. Our team of online marketing specialists will work with you to provide you with the best marketing strategies, customer-tailored to your company's products and services. Customer service is number one here at Shape Web Designs. We live here in a very techno time. Don't be left behind with a website that is inadequate for your needs. Shape Web Designs, shaping a better tomorrow. Visit us at www.shapewebdesigns.com or call 616-844-0893 today.
Okay, and welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. Okay, I do believe that we have Suzanne online. Suzanne, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my phone call.
No problem at all. May I ask you, Suzanne, where you're calling from?
Long Island.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, if anybody who has passed away, they see anything with my love life, am I going to meet someone new and get married one day, or am I going to get a job or get my son back, anything they see.
Okay, well, let me do what I do best, and that's by making my link to the spirit world. Then we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
Yeah. Sure.
Susan, I know I'm aware of a gentleman in the spirit world. I believe that he could be like your dad a minute, because I'm feeling a strong, like, dad. Okay, now I don't know if your dad is in the spirit world, and we'll find out as we go on a little bit here, because I know that this gentleman, he seems to be quite nicely built, jumping in the build of his body. I certainly feel that he would be quite a stern kind of a fella when he was yours, because I feel quite stern. I feel quite authoritative here with him, because I want to be authoritative with you at the minute. I want to say to you that he was very proud of his hair, because I know that he wants me. I'm losing my hair, and it's dreadful. You know, I'm still in my early 30s, okay, mid 30s. But I know
probably
that he was.
Probably my dad's dad.
Your dad's dad, that's okay. Because I know that he's very proud of his hair. Because I don't feel
yeah.
as if I lost too much of it, if any of it, and he's very proud. Now, I know as well that he speaks very clearly, because he makes me aware that I have to speak clearly here to you, okay? And I have to watch what I'm saying, because I know that as I'm speaking, he says, come on, boy, speak properly, okay? So I know that that's the way he would have been when he was here with us at the minute. And I know that, see... So this is your granddad that you're aware of, and he would have been quite well-dressed as well, is that right?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well, he seems to, you know, like wanting to pull out all the stops. If he ever win anyway, he would like to look his best, okay? Because I know that's
okay.
the way he... Okay. So I know that I've got your granddad, this link in here. And, you know, I'm asking him the same question about the job, your son, and everything else here. And, you know, would he be right in saying... that back maybe 3 months ago, there was something to do with a job 3 months ago, is that right? So you had a job 3 months ago, is that right?
No. I had a job until the end of June, September, as a teacher assistant, and I get let go because of the budget and stuff, so I've been subbing.
Okay. So there's something about 3 months ago. So let's rewind back to 3 months ago. And would I be right in saying there to you that you must have been, since you was let go, okay, you've been applying for lots of new positions, but 3 months ago you had something that seemed to be quite positive at that time. Is that right?
Well, subbing. I got subbing. About November, I got subbing.
Okay, so that's 3 months ago, isn't it? November, December. Yeah, okay. That's fine, because I know that's what he talks to me about. Now, I know that it's something to do with, like, it's like as if your position will come back. You'll have a position back, because I feel as if that position is going to become available for you, okay? So, you know, remember I'm saying that there to you, because it's important. Okay. Remember that
subbing, I'm still subbing, but is anybody going to quit where any of the schools that I work and I get a job or something?
Well, that's more the lines I feel, okay, that it'll become more permanent there for yourself instead of being part-time or subbing, as you say. I feel it's going to be more permanent, okay? But it's not going to happen just yet. I believe it's going to be...
You know when?
To be honest with you, no, because he's not telling me. I'm not going to make anything up. I'm not going to add anything. If he tells me, I'll certainly tell you. But I know that, you know, it's a little while off. It's a
okay.
little bit more subbing work. And then
okay.
It will become permanent. Okay. Now, would I be right in saying that there's someone that's in that position at the minute that's ill all the time or is going on the sick all the time?
Oh, my
is
God,
right?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there's a woman who's ill all the time and she hasn't been there. And I've been on and off working with a high school kid. I get called and they liked me and they keep calling me, but I don't know if she's coming back or not coming back. They thought she was coming back this Monday.
Because mm-hmm. I feel that's the position, you know, or a position. If it's not that one, it's one exactly like that. Because I know that I've been told that there's a lady that's always off. She's always ill, and it seems to be
yeah.
as if it's like a condition that, you know, 1 minute she's okay, the next minute she's right down. Okay, and I'm being told that, you know, that's the position that we are looking towards having.
Yeah.
So remember I'm saying that there to you at the minute, because I know it's important, okay? And it's important that I tell you about that.
Wow,
and,
okay.
You know, also, your son, okay, because I want to address your son, because he keeps saying to me about your son. And would it be right in saying that your son has gone... with, like, another family member then or something?
Oh, yeah, you're right. He used to live with me, and his dad fought for custody, and he got it about a year ago, so now he lives with his dad. I mean, I see him, but I want him back to go to my school, but I don't even know if that's going to happen ever. We have joint custody. He used to, like, you know, go to school where I live and stuff.
Okay, so your son, would I be right in saying that your son is maybe around his teenage years now or just coming into his teenage years?
No, he's 10. He'll be 11 next month.
Okay, so, well, 13 is a teenage year. It's not far away, is it? Okay, because I know he's either in his teenage years or he's just coming into his teenage years. So I know that if he's going to be 11 next month, then that's not far away. And I know that, so the school of where he would go to for, like, when he reaches his teenage years is I know over here it's called, like, primary school and so on there, of where he would go into... like the comprehensive of what we would call, I don't know what it's called over there with yourself, but it would be like halfway in between you and his dad, is that right?
No, where he goes to school now is just one school from kindergarten to high school, and it's by his dad's.
Okay, yeah, but then the next school we would go to after that one, it's a bit of a distance away from the one he is now, is that right?
No. It's one school where he lives.
So it's just
one
school all the way through?
There's only one. He lives in a small town with his dad. There's only one school from kindergarten to 12th grade.
Okay. Well, I feel as if I want to say to you that there'll be a school maybe more around halfway between you and his dad. And I believe it's going to be like maybe not come back and live with you permanently. I believe it's going to be like maybe... I don't know, maybe like a weekend at dad's, a few days at mum's. I believe it's going to be like a shared thing and it's going to be like his choice, okay? But I'm being told to say to you there about don't force the issue too much, okay? Leave him make his own mind up of where he feels more comfortable, okay? Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, what about, I broke up with somebody 3 weeks ago and then somebody kind of new came into my life, but am I going to meet somebody down the road in a couple of months? And not these two men at all, or...
Okay. I don't want to give you anything that's going to disappoint you, okay? Now, the minute that you said to me about you broke up with someone 3 weeks, I know that that was never meant to be in the beginning, okay? That was like how can I put it without sounding? It was like trying to flog a dead horse in the beginning, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, if I say to you that you would rather be happy than be with someone for the wrong reasons right now, that would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I know I'm going to meet somebody.
Okay. But I know it's not going to be like in the next few weeks, few months there. I believe it's going to be a little longer, okay? But when it comes around, I know it's going to be, the thing that will grip you is going to be right there for you in the very beginning. Okay, does that help you a bit there?
You think it's going to be this year, or I mean like summer or spring? Or?
Well, you know, I know Nick has just come in there and saying that, you know, first things first, and you know, I totally agree with what Nick has just put. It always happens when we're not looking for it. Okay? So I don't know if you are looking for it at the moment, but it always happens when we are not looking for it. As I said, I can only kind of look forward in the next few weeks, not so much few months, but I don't see it happening right now. Okay, so I know it's going to be the next few months, maybe towards like the mid part of this year. That's where I feel comfortable. I want to say June, July of this year. Okay, so remember I'm saying June or July. Because I know, see, sometimes they just come in and give me things that's important, okay? So maybe June, July is important, okay? And I believe that's where we will, like, meet someone and feel comfortable with that person. Does that help you a bit?
That might be a long-term one or marriage or something.
You know, I'm not really sure. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not really sure, because all I feel is, you know, it's going to... Once you meet the right one, then you know it's going to be the right person, okay? So if we are looking, then we're not going to find it, okay? Just let it happen naturally. Let it come naturally.
Yeah, no, I am not. I'm out to have fun, but... And the person who wants to kind of be friends or whatever, should I just be friends and hang out until I meet that other person, or...?
Well, you know, that's something I would certainly say yes. You know, and that's not from the spirit, that's from me, you know, because it's always nice to have people that we can lean upon, people that surround us. And as you say, you know, if it's fun, then so be it, you know. It's always nice to have people in our lives, isn't it? Again, you
now,
know, free will.
Is the other person going to try to come back and I'm going to say no, or is he just never going to call me again?
No, there will be attempts, okay? There will be attempts, but I believe that you're going to be strong enough to say no.
All right. And so my son's not really going to... He might live with both of us, but, like, he's not going to go to school where he is now with his dad. He might go... Where is he going to go then? With me and then see... You know what I'm saying? I don't get that.
Well, as I say, it's going to be a school, like, kind of in between you and his dad, okay? Whether one of you are going to move a bit closer or whatever, I'm not sure. But I know it's going to be a school that's going to be in between the both of you, where he will have the opportunity to kind of spend some time with his dad, some time with mum, and time that he will be able to go back and forth wherever he feels comfortable.
Okay, so maybe like I move in between and he goes to school. I just don't get that because we're like an hour away now.
Okay, well, as I said, maybe that... you know, that one of you are going to move a bit closer. No, I don't feel he's going to live with you full time. I got to be honest, okay? But I believe he's going to be back and forth.
Is he going to live with his dad?
Sorry?
Is he going to live with his dad still then full time?
No, I believe he's going to go back and forth from dad's to mum's, okay? I know I really need to end the show really quickly there because I know my time is going. So I'll say thank you very much for calling.
So much.
No problem at all. You come over to mikespirit.fm and you'll be able to retrieve a copy of that reading, Mark. As I say, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye now. Okay, Nick, quickly before we go and before we end the show, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for the invite, Mike. I really enjoyed that.
Well, I'm looking forward now to the 12th.
Yeah, me too.
We'll be doing readings together. But I know I've got a special show coming up this Saturday. And I know that you're going to be a bit of a part of that with us as well. I know that you're going to be joining us, listening. And that's going to, it's an exciting show, really, for me. It's the first time for me to host a Skeptics Believer show. And I urge all our listeners right now to join us this Saturday, at 9 p.m. UK time, which is Eastern Standard Time. It's 4 p.m. It's for, as I say, Skeptic Believers. We've got some wonderful guests coming on. And we've got a good friend of mine, Elizabeth Lee Crowther, going to be joining us here in the studio. I know that we're going to have, a little while ago, I did an interview with another medium, Wayne Isaacs, who was a part of the Third Eye Paranormal Investigation Team, and they aired that show on TV. And now we have the Third Eye Paranormal coming on to do the Skeptics Believers show with us. I'm so looking forward to it, and I hope that all our listeners are going to be tuned in, listening, and I'll be sending out the ads very soon. So if you all want to join me on Facebook, you're more than welcome. It's Mike Davis Medium on Facebook. On the website, www.mikespirit.fm. Hope to catch you all on Saturday. But for me and from Nick, it's good night, good day, wherever you are. And in just 1 second, I'll will end the show in a minute because I haven't liked nothing up as usual, Nick. This is me all over because we're in a bit of trying to multitask everything. But again, good night, good day, wherever you are.
Thanks for listening to Spiritual Connections here on MikeSpirit.fm. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We are live every Thursday at the same time, 6:30 p.m. UK, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Remember, you can always log into our chat rooms during the show to ask Mike a question. Or find Mike on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium. Okay, that's it for now. Catch you next week, same time, same station.
Wayne Isaac's going to be on it next
time.
Yeah,
on my FM.
It's funny.